Hi, I'm Brianna, a licensed esthetician and a professional makeup artist. I'm the owner of Healthy Skin AZ, a boutique skincare practice in Phoenix, Arizona, and the creator of Brianna Thomas, Healthy Skin and Beauty, a remarkably effective skincare and makeup line. I've been working with skin for almost 15 years, and in that time, so very many people have come to me to correct problems that they've encountered with do-it-yourself at-home skin treatments. They've also come to me to correct botched peels, botched laser procedures, and all sorts of crazy skin reactions. But today I want to chat a little bit about a segment that I'll be doing entitled DIY Don'ts. And my first DIY don't is probably going to be highly controversial, because all over the internet, you will find a lot of beauty bloggers blogging about this ingredient in a fairly positive manner. And I want to say this before I tell you what this ingredient is. I want to say that just because something works for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. Just because something doesn't work for one person doesn't mean it's awful for all. But I will be sharing about things that I see a consistent problem with. I've worked with incredibly resilient skin, but the vast majority of people that I've worked with over the years in correcting highly, highly challenging skin concerns are people who are a bit sensitive, not only to the products that they use, but to things that they eat. And so this may have adjusted my view on this topic a bit. However, I have seen massive irritation, chemical burns, and scarring, yes, even scarring, by using this particular ingredient on all types of skin. White skin, black skin, resilient skin, sensitive skin. I've seen it so many times that I feel like we have to talk about this. And just because beauty bloggers talk about it online doesn't mean it's appropriate for you to use. Just because someone says something is okay, it doesn't mean it's always okay. So, if you've been thinking about using this ingredient, let's think again. So, dun dun dun, what I am here to chat with you about is apple cider vinegar. Oh my goodness, my love-hate relationship with apple cider vinegar. I think it is an amazing ingredient to take internally. It helps balance stomach acid. It helps all sorts of things in the digestive system. It helps with liver function. It's amazing, taken internally. However, when it's applied topically, time and time and time again, I've seen it create serious sensitizing reactions and even chemical burns that have taken weeks to heal and have actually created scarring in some individuals. So, just because this ingredient is all over the internet, and people are using it as a toner, and people are using it as a rinse, and people are using it as an acne spot treatment, don't think that for everyone in every instance, it's going to be okay. And before you dive in and just start slathering this all over your face, because it is a very inexpensive ingredient, and yes, it is natural, I want you to know that everything that is natural or organic or supposedly good for you, as touted by a lot of lay people who aren't necessarily trained in all things skin, I want you to know it's not always appropriate to use. The reason I feel so strongly about this is because the drastic alteration of the pH of the skin that apple cider vinegar or any vinegar creates. We need to keep the pH of the skin in balance, otherwise problems can occur. We can strip our natural protective barrier, which can allow bacteria and more breakouts to occur. We can strip ourselves of excess oil, which will trigger our oil glands to start massively overproducing. And in some instances, we can damage the surface skin cells in such a way that we will actually create a burn in our skin if we use something that is so vastly out of the normal natural pH range. And we'll talk about pH another day, but one of my biggest pet peeve DIY ingredients, apple cider vinegar. I've seen it cause so many problems, and I don't want that to happen to you.